T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Not much pleasure at the Star in Frisco, where the Cowboys made, for people inside the building, a difficult decision, even though for Cowboys Nation, maybe not so difficult with the dismissal of offensive coordinator Scott Linehan.
There's some question going around, and maybe it's just arguing different kinds of semantics. Is he fired or was this mutual?
He's fired because he's got a contract, and he would have preferred for everything to be happy and rosy and stay. But as we've reported on 105.3 The Fan for the last week or so, part of the idea, and the Cowboys do this habitually, they would have loved for him to find a soft place to land. So one of the reasons that they didn't just do this last Monday is they were allowing him some elbow room to kind of evaluate where he might go, and then allowing themselves some elbow room in allowing him to make the exit that for some people seemed almost inevitable. There were people in the building in recent weeks who are advocates of Scott Linehan who were telling me he's on thin ice. And as it turned out, obviously, where there's all that smoke, there's a lot of fire.
What went wrong?
I think the biggest thing is that Linehan has a sort of stubborn style. I think his responses to the organization saying, well, why can't we do more of this and why can't we do more of that? He kind of dug in his heels and curled up in a ball. And that doesn't mean that he can't coach, doesn't mean that he can't call plays. Those accusations aren't fair at all. He's done it before well. He's done it before here well. But in this space age of the NFL, where the top four scoring teams are the four teams that we're going to see this weekend in the conference championship games, the Cowboys couldn't compete at that level. They're philosophically, they didn't compete at that level, and therefore they, as a team, weren't on that level.
And when they bring in a weapon like Amari Cooper, as they did from the Raiders, it looked like something had turned around, but just it almost like the gas ran out.
Well, that's certainly the position of Cowboys ownership. The Joneses feel like, listen, we've built an elite defense. We've found ourselves a steal at quarterback. The Joneses certainly believe in Dak Prescott. We have the best running back in the league. One of our foundation pieces, even though there was injuries and illnesses this week, is the offensive line. And now we've given you the tool of Amari Cooper. We need to be more explosive. We need to be more electric. And we need to be able to do that consistently. And Scott Linehan oversaw an offense, along with Jason Garrett, by the way, that did not do that consistently, ranked 22nd or 24th in the league.
I know that the his office isn't even cold yet. Have some names been on the docket to possibly replace him as offensive coordinator?
You know, a lot of the big, sexy names are kind of gobbled up elsewhere. Doug Neusmeyer is the Cowboys' tight end coach. He's got college play-calling experience. John Kitna is somebody that has been in this building before. He's now knocking around, building his career in the minor leagues. Dan Campbell is a former Cowboy tight end who is a Saints assistant. You'd like to steal him over. And as long as we're experimenting and spitballing and maybe even pipe dreaming, might as well examine whether or not Sean Payton wants to leave the Saints. His relationship with the Joneses is stellar. Not that we're talking about Jason Garrett's office being cold yet, but I've said for the last 13 months or so that if and when Jason Garrett's time is ever up, and someday it will be, that Sean Payton is a very logical and attractive heir to that throne.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.